Samsung holds line on Galaxy S23 prices, by Sarah Timken in the Wall Street Journal. Samsung Electronics Company, on Wednesday, unveiled its newest flagship Galaxy S23 phones, which have a monster camera on the top model and other more modest improvements it hopes will attract buyers when smartphones are a harder sell. The South Korean electronics giant unveiled the products at a Live Unpacked event in San Francisco. The company has largely settled into a consistent design and feel for its main line of smartphones, saving its folding screen technologies for its Galaxy Z models. The new Galaxy S23 Ultra has a 200-megapixel camera, and all three models in the lineup have faster processors. Yet none has a new G-Wiz feature to distinguish it from its competition, like the car crash detection and emergency satellite communication in Apple Incorporated's new iPhone 14 line. International Data Corporation last week said fourth quarter smartphone shipments had the largest ever decline in a single period, dropping 18% year over year in the holiday buying season. Samsung on Tuesday reported a 69% decrease in operating profit and said demand for smartphones will remain sluggish early this year. Yet conditions in the U.S. aren't as dismal as the global outlook, said Drew Blackard, Vice President of Mobile Product Management at Samsung Electronics America. The premium tier of the market has remained very healthy, Mr. Blackard said, reflecting on demand in the U.S. during the past few months. Nearly half of U.S. Galaxy S22 buyers opted for the Ultra, he said, adding that the company expects the trend to continue with the Galaxy S23 lineup, starting at $800. For the U.S. market, Samsung kept prices level with last year's smartphones, $800 for the Galaxy S23, $1,000 for the S23 Plus, and $1,200 for the S23 Ultra. People can trade in older devices to get better pricing on S23 models through the company and U.S. carriers. Samsung also plans to keep selling its Galaxy S22 and Galaxy S21 FE for $100 less than their 2022 prices, Mr. Blackard said. Like the S22 Ultra, the new S23 Ultra comes with an embedded S Pen stylus, appealing to fans of Samsung's discontinued Note devices. The high-end phone's display measures 6.8 inches diagonally, the same as the past two generations of Ultra. It has an angular body, while the 6.1-inch S23 and 6.6-inch S23 Plus have curved edges. Android fans looking for emergency satellite communication to rival Apple's won't find it here. Qualcomm Incorporated, which provides the chips for Samsung's high-end smartphones, signed a deal with satellite provider Iridium Communications Incorporated earlier this year to bring satellite connectivity to Android phones, but such capabilities won't be available until later this year. High resolution. The biggest draw for buyers likely will be the S23 Ultra's new 200-megapixel camera, up from 108 megapixels last year. While such high resolution might not be noticeable to most people, the boom in pixels means the camera can capture more light. That should lead to better night photography and videos, though we haven't been able to test the new devices. Samsung reduced the time it takes to capture a night photo to 1 second from 2 seconds, said Joshua Cho, the Samsung Executive Vice President in charge of developing cameras and AI software for Galaxy devices. Samsung's Unpacked event in San Francisco was its first live in-person mobile launch since February 2020. Pre-orders began Wednesday, and the phones arrive in stores February 17th. Along with the new smartphones, Samsung introduced three Galaxy Book 3 PCs available the same day as the Galaxy S23.